hilarious. But yeah, this is how I roll. This is how I do it, man. I just go in and rant away like an old man.
See, that's what I was asking you earlier. Like, I'm curious to see if, like, you know, you're just sitting in traffic and some old lady looks over and she sees you with a fucking microphone.
Guy. Yeah, she's probably like, look, that's just 21st century technology. I don't give a fuck. I don't know what that guy's doing there, but that must be the young kids. But I don't look like a young kid anymore. You know, I keep my shit beard. I get lazy now, man. I keep the beard on now with the gray whiskers coming along. I'm like, hey, get in there, bro. Get in there. But I still got my hair, though.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me?
I still got my hair.
Just looking at you. You got to rub that shit in, bro?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Because you know how you guys do bald guys, man. You guys are like, you guys are always talking about wishing you had more hair.
Dude, I wish I had height. I wish I had hair. It's funny, but you know what? Like, with me, I went bald, like, really young. Like, I started losing my hair, like, really. I want to say, like, by my early 20s, I was already starting to get really, really thin already. So, this didn't, like, I kind of, like, settled into this reality a long time ago, you know?
Yeah, that's something that, it was like puberty for you almost, right?
Yeah, it's, like, crazy.
So, the puberty hit, it's like, boom, the hair loss.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I wonder if it's better to lose it when you're younger or, you know, as you get older, to lose it and then have to, like, I don't know what would be worse.
I think, believe it or not, as sad as it sounds, I think the way you did it was probably better because you come to grips with reality much faster.
Yeah. So because, yeah, you didn't see me with fucking hair plugs or anything like that.
Right. Because motherfuckers would be, like, doing Rogan. I heard some guy.
Yeah.
I was, you know, this interesting, the conversations you hear when you're just walking by people. And this guy was just bragging about, yeah, you know, when I was doing Rogan, it worked. It got my hair all thick and all that stuff. I'm like, all right, man, TMI, man.
Yeah, yeah.
We're out in public here.
I ever tell you, I think I did tell you this. You know, my grandfather, you know, he lost his hair. You know, obviously with me, it's like genetic. My dad's bald. My grandfather's bald. My grandfather was taking prostate medication. Ever tell you about that? So, huh. I don't know if you remember there. He started to regrow his hair. Like,
I remember a little bit.
He got hair on the top of his head. He was fucking calm. He was proud as fuck of, like, the fact that he had hair and shit. I got, like, a comb again, so maybe I should just start taking that prostate medication, bro. Like, do you think if I had hair, would it look weird? You know what I'm saying?
I think it would look weird, but I've seen you with hair, so
yeah, but you've known me. I wonder how Carla would react
right.
if she saw me with fucking hair.
Carla.
My
anybody
kids.
Anybody else. Right, your
my
kids.
My kids, they don't know me
right.
with hair.
Right. I would say that would be the people for me. I'd be like, oh, okay, you got hair back. Yeah, kudos.
Yeah.
You rocked up. You could really look like a Spanish guy now. You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, let me ask you this. Are you in favor of, as technology evolves and advances, in doing anything you can to preserve your youth? You know what I'm saying? Like, if they have a pill. Like, say, for instance, I'm not going to lie. If they came and they're like, hey, man, we got this pill and you can just regrow your hair. Like, we already know... you know, why you, it's just a pill you take and boom, I have a puff of hair, like, you know, a full head of hair. I mean, are you in favor of
absolutely. I'm all for any advancements in science. I really am. I think it was interesting because I was reading about some guy, allegedly some mad scientist in Europe that did the first head transplant.
I think I kind of saw that.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's a guy, it's a Russian guy that he wants to do it because I think it's a dude that I think is he like paraplegic or he has no, he can't move.
It's been, supposedly the news said that he did it already, but it wasn't official.
I have to look into that because I think I saw that article and I think it's a bit misleading.
Okay. So maybe.
Yeah, I don't think it's like, I think it was done with a cadaver. I don't think it's been done with a, well, I mean, that'd be big deal. Something like that.
Big
that's super news. Intense with all those nerve endings and I can imagine. Yeah, I think we're not quite there yet.
Right.
I think they've done it with animals. The problem is, like, they've done it with animals, but, like, the animals live for, like, a month and then they die. I don't think
they've
lived the full life and the dog's out there fucking running in the field with a transplanted body, you know?
Yeah, that'd be some freaky science going on. It's amazing how these movies and how these stories just come to life 50 years later. It's like Frankenstein in the flesh, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, all the creative minds that put all these stories that we read about, it's like, oh, you know, that shit ain't gonna happen. And then it's like, here we are, 2017, and we're like on the brink of all that shit happening, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who would have thought Captain America was very possible of happening back in those days, right? Like Jack Kirby and Stan Lee and all those guys. And now it's like, you know, we're probably less than 50 years away from evolving into that, to being having that capability.
Are you saying with like CRISPR and everything, having the superhuman walking around and shit?
Just science in
general. You'd be able to fucking make that. It's going to be a like a crazy world where where people can just have the kind of whatever kid they want. It's like, hey, if you want to have a kid that's, you know, 6'2", super lean, muscular, and he's going to have like a high IQ. I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, it's if you give people that opportunity to do it, you know, even though it's going to be illegal, because remember, initially they're like, well, we want to have CRISPR and we want it to just, you know, if a kid has potential for some kind of medical birth defect, we want to be able to prevent that possibility. But if you're able to do other things, then of course people are going to take advantage of it. I mean, even if, like we talked about that before, like it might not happen in this country, but there's other countries where the rules are not as stringent and loose. And, and they're like, well, we're just going to make a population of super people.
Whatever we don't do, North Korea is going to do.
So then what's going to happen as a result? What's going to happen?
Oh, man, it's going to be tricky. The race is going to begin.
We would have to do the same. We're like, we're going to make humans that are, you know.
We'll do it under the radar, but it'll have to be done. The race will be on.
Then what happens to the average people? Like the person, like a guy like me that,
you know, fucked.
Yeah, a guy like me that's just the average dude, you know, that's going to be interesting, man.
Yeah, they're gonna the fact that you could alter your lineage and DNA, it's very fascinating to say that all of a sudden I can manipulate your DNA to kind of have a certain type of person come out. It's pretty scary shit. And that's one of the many things of science, and that's where we're at now with just this whole world,
you
man.
You could do some crazy shit. Like, you know, cuz you know we have some of the cells in our body that can do weird shit, like say like regrowing a limb. There's a possibility for something like that to happen. The problem is that those genes aren't activated in us. You know what I'm saying? So they could activate a human. They create a human and say, okay, well, we're going to activate somehow this gene that's within us that is just not active. It's dormant. And now your arm gets cut off and boom, you just regrow. You're going to be fucking real life Deadpool.
Yeah, or Lizard from the Spider-Man. I mean, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Shit. Yeah, I think all those things are around the corner. I don't think we're going to see them in our lifetime. Unfortunately, I mean, we may see some of it, but I think our kids and our grandkids
damn near dead by the time they figure out that
we'll be like 90
years old. How do you feel? Because you know, I've talked about it before. Like I really do think that we get to the point where like there's no life. We just can live essentially as long as we want. You know, we'll advance to that point either through like you know, being augmented through technology. You know, like you know, biomechanical humans or through CRISPR or some kind of gene editing. How do you feel if we just miss out by like a generation? Like,
I think we are. Yeah, it's gonna be unfortunate.
That
sucks,
right?
Yeah.
Like, say for instance, like the next generation is like capable of like living forever. You know,
right? Like, I wish I could be born now because I know by 2057, you know, if we were like this, but 40 years from now,
yeah,
we'll be right there at the cusp.
Even if it's like, okay, say for instance, they're like, oh, we can't crack the ability for you to live forever, but you have the ability to be 200 years old, but look like you're 40.
Exactly. That's what I see happening. I just see more of the clock being slow. Like, so like our life expectancy will be longer. I don't ever see us being like forever, living forever. I think that'd just be a detriment to
it. What if we can have, because basically, what are we? Like, when it comes down to it, like, we're just computers, right? Like, if you could put this brain in another body, if I could get your brain somehow and perfectly move that brain over to a 20-year-old body, you're a replica of the body that you have, but it's 20 years old, it'd be like, you'd be the same. It would feel the same, except for now you're in this young body. What if we just did that? We just had, hey, whenever you get old, when you're 60, whenever you're ready, we have this body. It's the same body, you know, genetically the same, but it's young. It's preserved. It's 20 years old. Ooh. And then once you've got your use out of that body, boom, we have another body here ready to go for you.
Yeah.
Just switching out that brain.
Right. I agree. I mean, we could have that. I mean, it's, or you could just infuse the data from one brain to another. I mean, that's the way it can
go. I don't know, though, because, I mean, I think if you infuse, it's no longer the same person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. You could do that, but then, you know, what happens to the old brain? You know what I'm saying? Like, that would seem that now you're no longer the same person.
Well, you'll be close to it. I mean, it's not like you're going to go, you may go.
The replica is going to seem to be like, it's not going to know the difference, but you could still technically have two. Like, I don't know how you can transfer that information from one place to the other, you know? I mean, like, now we're like way out to crazy sci-fi.
We are crazy sci-fi right now. So but I think the possibilities are endless. And I think that's what science is supposed to do. They're supposed to push the boundaries and keep pushing. And I think that even though people don't like the fact that it's unethical at times, then, but we still have to do it because that's the way we have to keep that movement going of evolution of, like, okay, what else can we do? What else? Because it's inevitable. I mean, robots may take over. I mean, we've talked about that before.
Inevitable. We always joke about that, but
Judgment Day is coming. It is.
Well, yeah, because, you know, people always say that, are we creating our replacement, you know?
Yeah.
Are we essentially, you know, evolution, that's just a part of evolution. And let's say, for instance, you can somehow go to another planet somewhere off in another galaxy, and it's far more advanced than us. Did that alien race also create their eventual replacements, which would be mechanical? Because, you know, a machine could essentially, you know, live forever, you know?
Yeah.
You create the AI, and they create their own bodies, and they could just essentially live forever, where we are, you know, flesh. So obviously we degrade, and I don't know. Like I said, we know that there's species out there that can live essentially forever.
Yeah.
Species that can, you know, withstand, what are they called? They're those little bug things, starts with a T. But anyway, these creatures that they don't age. So we know it's possible, man.
Well, I agree. And I don't know if you saw the news as well that there was a new planet that was found that had the same traits as Earth.
They're constantly finding planets.
Right. But no, this is one that's very similar to being able to host life organisms. I should have sent that over to you, but it was found, and I'm like, ha, ha, ha. You know,
the problem is the distance for, like, most of these planets. That's the biggest obstacle. So say, for instance, they're like, hey, we found a planet and it's only 4 light years away. The problem is that, like, 4 light years away in the scheme of the universe is really close, right? But we are so far, we're not advanced enough that you would have to essentially travel at the speed of light to get there in 4 years, right?
Right.
We're nowhere near that kind of speed. So it would take us at our current rate, like, you know, 10,000 years to reach that planet that's only 4 light years away, which we would consider right around the corner. So it's distances are so far that, you know, even if we can find these candidates, we need to figure out a way to travel much faster.
But remember, I mean, the distance and locations of planets, they're changing all the time. Just like this planet that I was telling you about, it's moving closer to Earth.
Really?
So yeah, it was
well, because everything should be moving away from us. Because,
right. Exactly. I thought everything was expanding. Right.
Yeah.
But this one was coming closer.
Huh.
Yeah.
I definitely have to look into that. That sounds interesting.
I should have sent you the link, but yeah, it was like life. It was one of these things that it was a typical planet that could host a life form in there. And I was like, wow, look at this shit. You know, it's just, I'm telling you, I know you don't believe me. You just think we hit like this powerball of life.
I tell you, I think there's life out there. I mean, there's no denying there. Well, that's not denying, but it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't look like us, obviously.
It's probably completely different. Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, no, of course. I mean, to say that there's no life out there, that's kind of naive, you know? I mean, how could there not? If there's billions of planets,
right?
Of course, there's other planets that hit the jackpot and life sprouted there, too. I can't. That doesn't seem... I mean, now, the question is whether that life is advanced. I mean, most of that life is probably very primitive, you know? But there's got to be some that also have advanced to the point where they have, hopefully, intelligent life. So
yeah, that'll be amazing the day that happens, right? I mean, it's like, I mean, all these comic book shit, all this sci-fi, it's like all foreshadowing. Even though they're not trying to foreshadow, it's eventually that's what they're doing.
Do you think...
crazy, man.
We kind of talked about this shit before. Do you think this planet has been visited before?
You know, I don't think so, but I wouldn't be shocked if it was. But I think technically I don't think so, but
you don't buy into like all that Roswell shit?
No, I don't. I just think that if something that juicy, someone would have been a rat. Does that make sense? Like someone would have like let the cat out of the bag. And we would have.
What
about
like all that stuff, like how the Egyptians thought, you know, that they saw, you know, I think they have like hieroglyphics or, you know, whatever these inscriptions on these walls that kind of like show what looks like be, you know, a some kind of flying disc or, you know, what we would consider like an alien ship of some kind.
I don't know. I don't know about that because, man, Puerto Ricans, we think the chupacabra is alive and well.
No, that shit's nonsense.
You know what I'm saying? It's like mythical shit going on.
But the thing is, too, think about, like, we have a hard time as humans looking at time other than our lifespan. So we look at 50, 60, 70, 80 years is a long time, but in reality, that's nothing. That's like a second.
Right.
Not even a second. It's a fraction of a second in the grand scheme of things. So let's say, for instance, this planet was visited by an alien race, right? They may have come, you know, 20,000 years ago and came to the planet. It's okay, cool, interesting. This is what's here. Okay, we'll come back in 100,000 years because maybe 100,000 years to them isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
To us, we're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know, but to them, they're like, well, we'll see what happens. This is interesting what's going on this planet. Let's come back in 100,000 years and see if there's been any change. You know, but
true.
We're looking at it at like 50, 60, 70 years to a civilization that's far advanced. That's nothing to them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just seconds. They're like, oh, it's not. We're not going to come back in 50 years and check on them. That's not enough time.
Right. No, that makes sense. I would say the Egyptians, you know, you touched on that. And I feel that they were one of the most advanced people as far as because, man, the things that they did and so much of their knowledge was burnt. It was it's so sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like to know, like, what the fuck? How did they come up with all this shit and have all this knowledge? It was amazing. You know, all those libraries being burned. Oh, man. It's like it makes me sad when I read about that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, like all the shit that they knew. And that's kind of where, you know, you can never say never, right? With all those extraterrestrial innuendos and whatever things people think have happened or not happened. It's like, well, yeah, you know, you can't say 100% that it didn't happen, you know?
I mean, if you ask me, I don't think that all the shit that you see, these people have been abducted. I don't buy any of that shit. But it's still interesting. It's still, like, kind of fun to talk about.
Absolutely.
And to say that it's not, like, I'm saying that who knows if somebody could have come here tens of thousands of years ago. I just don't think anything, and I keep meaning to kind of look into, like, these, they'll have, like, some of these pilots, you know, like, U.S. pilots, they're like, they swear, and these are not, like, people that are, like, nuts. They just seem like normal guys, like, you and I, and they're like, there's stuff that I can't really talk about, but, you know, so, I mean, who knows? Maybe Trump, because he's fucking crazy, will release some documents. That we're not supposed to see, because I think aren't they like releasing some of the Kennedy assassination?
Yeah, they supposedly released a lot of it already, if not all.
Yeah.
And overall, nothing scandalous has come about. I think it was the only highlight was that someone, I want to say in Russia or England, went ahead and let somebody in the U.S. government know about, hey, something's going to happen to JFK. You guys. You know, like it was something like 15, 20 minutes. A phone call was received by a government official somewhere.
Oops.
Yeah. Said, heads up, guys. Shit's about to go down. You know.
Yeah.
So it was something like that. And I think it said something about Lee Harvey Oswald wasn't
a whole job. It wasn't a one man effort. I think that's what one of the things they deduce or whatever that was revealed that it wasn't. It seems like there was an escape plan for him.
Right.
There was a set of houses that he was supposed to go to or something to that effect.
Right.
And they were like, these were terrorists, these houses that they were rented by these terrorists and whatever. It seemed to get foiled. So, yeah, there's.
It wasn't no mafia. It wasn't Cuba. It wasn't, you know, nothing like that came about as far as. You know, all these theories.
The speculation.
That, yeah, all these Oliver Stone theories, you know, because he's the fucking king of that shit. He fucking does that. But anyway, you know, we kind of got into some deep shit here, and I wanted to line things up, man, because with my story, you know, I guess I shocked you, huh, with the latch on the apartment door?
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yes, yeah, because
that was fucking hilarious.
I'm inside your place, and I look at, you have this giant, like, metal latch, and the piece that it attaches to lock was missing. I'm like, hey, man. What's going on with this?
Yeah. It was a very funny story, man. It was on I never forget, Monday night, I have my Ambien, right? I have, like, my Ambien. I go to sleep. 4 o'clock in the morning. It's, like, the most productive time. I'll give you I'm probably going to do a podcast about that. But 4 o'clock early morning is productive time for me. Gym time. I'll get it. So I go ahead and take two pills, two Ambiens. Knock me the fuck out. right? And one of the things I did, I bought a big gallon of detergent, and I usually just put it up in the rack, no problem. Hey, 2 gallons hanging out there, no problem. No one's gonna take care of it. No, nothing, no damage is gonna happen. And so I go ahead and knock myself the fuck out, and I hear a large thump. Well, I don't even remember hearing the thump. Well, yeah, the thumping on the door. All right, cool. I'm like, wow, someone's trying to break in. I mean, it was that strong that it woke me up from my fucking sleep. All right?
Yeah.
It woke me up. And now it's 11 o'clock. I look at my phone. I have like 10 missed phone calls, 3 voicemails, all from the people, you know, the land people, the property management. Everyone's trying to get a hold of me, right? Jesus Christ is trying to get a hold of me. And I guess I didn't pick up, but these guys barge in the door. And they're like, oh, wow, we didn't think you were here. I was like, well, what do you mean?
You didn't reach for your Glock?
No. You know, obviously, I'm not a law enforcement officer. So, you know, I'm not with the steady Eddie ready to fire. And I'm just looking at them all dumbfounded, half asleep, half intoxicated with pills. And they're like, yo, we thought you weren't here. You know, we had a – for some reason, that detergent I just talked about just went ahead and fell on the floor. 2 gallons of detergent, boom, just spilled all over the towel, all over the beautiful washer and dryer that I have there, all the way down to the first floor. It trickled down, just like the economics of Ronald Reagan. It went all the way down there, and that shit just fucking sparked shit and blew shit up, man. It was like a good movie sound effects, you know, kind of shit. And anyway, fucking guys, next thing you know, they're trying to give me the guilt trip, saying some old guy down there, you know, depending on electricity, mind you, we just had Hurricane Irma come through for a week.
And you guys, you didn't lose any electricity.
No, I didn't lose any electricity.
Wow. But so, like, Hurricane Herminio
right.
was the true threat that they weren't aware of.
Chacho, Hurricane Herminio, you know, con fuerza. Like, you know, like the
like, you force. Didn't lose power, but boom.
Yeah, no, nothing like two gallons of detergent to create
okay,
some chaos.
Okay, so this detergent that's on top, you know, on the rack above your washer.
Right.
Falls. So you didn't even hear it crash onto the
ground?
No,
I was knocked the fuck out, man.
So this thing crashes
smoky,
to the
like,
ground.
Like yeah.
And it just starts dripping
yeah.
through the floor onto the floor below.
Right.
Where what? Like some electrical?
It hit the electrical circuit board down there. I mean, it just my luck, as usual. You know, I have the luck of the Irish, the black Irish.
Yeah.
And it just trickles down all the way to fucking the circuit board.
All this is happening. So now the lights probably cut out in your house. You have no fucking idea.
No
you're like,
idea.
So that Ambien is like some serious shit.
Oh, it's no fucking joke, man. It's I need it because I need to get my 6-7 hours of sleep.
So you can't if you're not taking Ambien, you're not sleeping.
Well, I am sleeping, but I'm not getting up at 4. I'm getting up more at 5:36, and that.
What
hour,
do you mean? So like the Ambien just makes you have better sleep?
Yeah, the Ambien forces me to go to sleep by 9. It forces me to go. So whereas I would go to sleep, let's say 9:30, 10:30.
So when you lay down, me and Carla talk about this all the time. When you lay down, you are in thought, and then you go to sleep.
Right. Yeah. I'm pretty good. Some nights I don't need it. There's some nights where Ambien is not necessary because I'm tired from the day.
Yeah.
But then there's some nights where I could tell, well, I'm gonna be up till 10 or not my body, but then I need to get up at 4 to go to the gym at 5.
Yeah.
My body would technically get up between 5:30 and 6. Okay. It's when you're getting up at 3:30 to 4 to go to the gym and make that drive down here.
Okay. All right.
That hour in the morning, it is necessary. So I need to force the issue. Right?
Okay.
So that's why I take the Ambien. It's not that I can't go to sleep. It's just that I need to get up early.
Dude, sleep.
So,
sleep is my superpower.
No, I know.
I can. I think I told you before. I lay down, and most nights, my head hits the pillow, and then I close my eyes and I open this morning.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, it's I, a most eyes, there's no like, how, there's no laying there and like, man, how was my day?
All right.
You know, fuck, I got these bills I gotta pay.
Right.
Man, work is stressful. Fuck, what do I gotta do tomorrow? There's none of that. It's just lay down, I close my eyes, and then it's like the computer's like, bloop, bloop, like, oh, it's like, if like detergent was dripping onto like the power circuits and then all the power went out.
Right. You just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, right.
So Carla has that same problem where she can't lay down and go to sleep. There is like if she wants to be asleep by like 11, she has to be in bed by 10.
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm like that, sometimes I'm not. It just depends because of my body. I don't be spinning at night thinking about shit. Like my mind is dormant. But sometimes I could tell when my body is not trying to go to sleep that early, okay. right? So I force the issue, right? And I go ahead, I get woken up by the firefighters breaking into my place. They go ahead and break this whole place. So I have two firefighters.
Well, now they see you. They're not like intimidated. Right. They're like, holy shit, big black guy.
No, right. It's like, okay, we didn't think you were here.
Then
there's a property management lady is giving me like this sick fucking look. Like, you woke my ass up at 11 o'clock at night and you were here, motherfucker.
Oh, because she's like, hey, you piece of shit. Like, yeah. We've been knocking and calling.
Right.
Can you be here? So she, in her mind, she's like, really? You didn't fucking hear all this shit? There's no way.
Yeah.
You're probably not believing that. You're right. Like, hey, and I took these Ambiens and I just was out. Is that what you said? Or you're
exactly.
Like,
no, no.
Or did you say I was asleep?
I'm have to knock the fuck out. So the last thing I'm thinking, I have to explain myself, right? So I go ahead the next day. I talk to the property management people, the people that I cut the check to, and they're like, oh my God, it was chaos. I heard all about it. They said you were sleeping and you didn't open the door. We tried calling you. And it was like, there were people, it was like a 90-year-old
so
that lived downstairs.
So all your locks too got broken.
They
then.
Broke everything.
I mean, you got
everything.
That latch was broken, but all your shit.
Everything got broken. Oh, and wow. I said, look, listen, dude, I don't understand the severity of all of this, right? I mean, you're acting here like, this is like a fucking 911 scenario.
Yeah.
But all I did was fucking go and went to sleep. I take Ambien. And once I said Ambien, the dude was like, all right, that makes sense.
Yeah,
so
but
why you didn't get up.
That night, they're probably thinking, this guy's full of shit. Really? Like, why? You know, what the fuck was going
right,
on?
Right. It's like, look, I had to tell him, like, look, it's a fucking Monday night. I'm not out there drinking. I'm not here with pussy. Like, it's like, don't fucking make me think like I'm an alcoholic with a problem. It's like, look, I just went ambient. I get up
you
at 4.
You came out with a bottle of like fucking Jack Daniels.
Right.
Like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
You know nothing about that life, right? I mean, it's like you know nothing about that 4 o'clock in the morning going to the gym life. So once I told him the ambient, he understood. But he said, listen, I understand. I'll take care of the door. You don't have to come out of pocket for that. But everything else, the electrician, the property management people, you coming out of pocket. And when that bell comes and hits me, then I'm going to hit you with it. I'm like, fuck, okay. I can't say anything about that. So next thing you know, a couple of weeks later, I get a bill for $1,000. I'm like, okay, whoop-de-doo. There you go. Cut the check. No questions asked.
That would have hurt me. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, it hurt me. I'm like, man, you know, it just gets straight out of savings. What can you do? That's like a $1,000 lesson I learned. Leave the
But how the fuck? That's a lesson. That's
your detergent on the floor.
That doesn't happen. That's just a fucking anomaly. You
right.
know? Like,
and I told him that. I said, you know, how do you expect me? It's like, you know, it's not my fault that the caulking on the fucking floor isn't solid enough that it doesn't sustain the detergent. I could sit here and battle this all day, but I don't have money for an attorney to go
to
the
court. It's
not
even worth the headache sometimes.
Right.
You know, but
lesson learned. 1,000 lessons. You know, it's a lesson that cost me $1,000. There you go. So that's it, man. Listen, we're here at one of the spots. We're going to have some dinner.
Well, where are we going, man?
We're going to Rusty's.
See,
I
see
shout
CC's Pizza, bro. Is that what you're taking
No, CC's Pizza. You know, you're all about that. The
I see
Tampa
CC's
life.
Pizza and Lab
Corp. It's Rusty's, man.
Okay,
it's
all right. I see it over there.
Here.
Cool.
Like, little, it's going to be cool, man. Just have some good food. I like some of the stuff they have there. But, brother, it's good, man. We'll keep podcasting the whole night. How about that?
Sounds good, man. All right, we'll see how this progresses later on.
All right, man. Dude. Let's do it.